Hi everyone, this is Lion Row, aka Engaging Black on the Twitter handle. You are tuned in to the Black Fathers of Modern Black Civics here on Exquisite Podcast Radio. Today's show is being sponsored by Exquisite Conglomerate Communication and Black Star Political Party. And today I'll be doing a solo show with Engaging Black, better known as Lion Row. With that being said, I wanted to just go in a little bit and talk about what's been going on. And I've been on a hiatus a little bit lately. The reason why is because I'm still kind of dealing with the death of my father. So please keep me in your thoughts and prayers. With that being said, I took a little hiatus off just to relax, just to get the office back in order and get other things in order. While that being said, I've noticed a lot of things that were going on nationally, but also as well as locally. Today's show, I'll be touching upon what has been going on nationally and how does it translate locally to the New London community. From the non-guilty verdict of Kyle Rittenhouse to Ahmaud Arbery with the guilty verdict, what does this mean for Black Foundational Americans known as freedmen? So right now, right after the verdict of the young suspected white supremacist, I noticed that several different media stories were popping up with catchphrases like Rittenhouse verdict would be played out differently in Connecticut. What does officials across Connecticut are saying about the Rittenhouse verdict? And after the Rittenhouse verdict, legal experts say Wisconsin and Connecticut have similar laws of self-defense. I would also like to know if my listeners had the same thing that happened to them. Please message me and tell me where you're from. With that being said, those were just a couple of the titles, but the main thing I did not see in any of the articles was how Kyle Rittenhouse acquired the weapon. Shout out to TBA and the Black Grassroots for that great observation. I thought it was very unpopular to give underage children a weapon. Guess not. Based on what I've been reading lately, when in a combative situation, deadly force can be used as a form of self-defense. And I observed that being strongly promoted in many of the articles based in Connecticut. The article, the actual firearm model used based upon the article could result in some changes due to the strict gun control laws in Connecticut. But nothing about the illegal purchase or selling to minors at the time, nor addressed by the community leaders as well. It seems like it's reserved to the Black community when we have our issues and when the dominant society and their flunkies keep ranting and raving, quote-unquote, black-on-black crime, or when older civil rights generations want to push the Black push down on the Black children of the freedom fighters when they're in the streets protesting against police brutality and for reparations. Now, to bring townie news or Black news from the New London perspective to a national or from a national one discussed to a local perspective, remember, I am the Black media. So analysis from the national to the local perspective could be viewed as a similar because of the same target, which is white supremacy. With that understanding in mind, on January 6th, there was an assault on the Capitol. So how does this relate to the New London community? A New London resident who goes by the name of Jeremy Bosha, age 24, based on reports from LinkedIn, he is employed at General Dynamics as an engineer, based upon Eyewitness News. Based on Channel 3, local Connecticut news, Bosha was being charged with entering or remaining in a restricted building or grounds, disorderly and disruptive conduct in restricted building or grounds, disorderly conduct in a Capitol building and parading and demonstrating or picketing in a Capitol building. On Wednesday, Bosha faced a judge in New Haven and was released on a $100,000 bond. He slated for a virtual court appearance on November 18th. Amazing. seems like they do not want to have a public trial, even though the crime was done in public. Just saying. Seems like they are trying to sweep this case under the rug. Black Foundational Family and Freedmen Brothers and Sisters, please take note. He was tipped by three tipsters, being a great citizen and practicing, seeing something and saying something. I will be doing a show to discuss more about tipster on people who are not from our community, quote-unquote, who are engaging in dangerous and illegal activities that can drive down the property value, moral, and ethics of the black community, and also the greater community at large. But before I proceed further, given a brief commercial, non-commercial, infomercial break, make sure that you have your Powell tools or your Kit Kat. Get yours today, the legal way. If you are a Connecticut resident or are in the Connecticut area looking for a black-owned licensed firearm dealer and range to practice at, please reach out to BMC, a firearms dealer, proud veteran and also officer who served the black community and beyond.
Have you ever wondered how your shoes are made? Ever wondered about the quality and craftsmanship involved in making them? What you wear on your feet is important. That's why I prefer to style and profile in my pair of Black Star Politic sneakers. Go to aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic. Distinguish and separate yourself from the rest with your style. Check out the latest shoe and sneaker designs created not only to support your feet. The footwear also supports the efforts of the Black Star Political Party movement. Enter a new era of empowerment, all while wearing your pair of Black Star Politic or Lady Black Star handcrafted shoes and sneakers. Order yours at aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic. Black Star Fund Triple LP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLLP.com. In case you're wondering, Triple LP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Black Star Fund, LLLP, providing business-to-business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at blackstarfundllp.com.
With that being said, back to our scheduled viewing with Engaging Black from the Black Fathers of Modern Black Civics programming. It is the reason why the black people in America are considered the moral compass of the American public. We need to start enforcing that when we go to the city council meetings, letters to the councilmen, and pushing for policy to outlaw certain behaviors that are anti-black foundational American and freedmen alike. The same way that they specialize task force in addressing certain crimes, for example, drugs, gang violence, violent crimes, sexual assault, and so forth, there needs to be one for white nationalists and white supremacists. Law enforcement agencies that could support the local agencies would be ATF, ICE, or DOJ. I personally feel that these agencies work well with foundational Black American agendas and are underfunded because they could be beneficial to the Black community. Some of the agencies that are not, that have not made inroads in the Black community, unlike other agencies such as the DEA, the FBI, and the CIA, that have negative history being used to undermine the Black community. We do need to be more a part of the intelligent community by investing in self-defense, martial arts, firearm training and safety, owning safe, security firms, surveillance companies, and creating and trading weapons. The question is why foundational Black Americans are not going more into the consulting industry and applying their military and law enforcement experience to create these firms to produce the future security, law enforcement, military personnel we want to see in the community is the question. We need to invest in our survival and also cultivate the leaders and the warriors of today, present, and the future. In conclusion, the program and the funding that the police department get for diversity higher while focusing on, or more like focusing on Latinos and females and not hiring Black foundational American men who need to be in these jobs. But the Black community also need policies and securities to protect the Black community's investment, which is the Black officer. My suggestion is that the Black community and the officers back Black unions that have an agenda of creating policies that are beneficial to the Black community. The average Black man or Black man officer doing their job do actually need to support and protect them if they are targeted by racism and white supremacy. With policies that are used to protect whistleblowers that are going against the blue wall of silence for a greater calling, are the police department going to advance the Black officer that was harmed and also promote and empower them so that they can make more changes in the department if need be? But I rarely see these type of stories come to pass. The goal is how about creating policies and the procedures to help protect and support Black officers that support the interests of the Black community. There needs to be an incentive to want to do the right thing or the great thing. So that being said, that's what I'm going to leave you off on, and I'm definitely going to recap on about tipstering in the community, especially against people that are hurting the Black community. With that being said, I also want to keep you abreast with some of the projects that I am working on. Dr. Martin Luther King Book Drive for the Public Library of New London, Connecticut. A shout out to Lion Phyllis. I would like to give a salute to the Black Wealth Matter Network. I see you and I thank you. I want to say Happy Born Day to myself, which is coming up on December 6th. If children need help, with little bit or in a little bit behind and looking for support, please come out and see Mother Ajra on State Street. Also, the vegan food that is slamming from Idol is Vital from Father Abiju, from lasagna, soups, and salads. This brother right here got the soul of the continent of Africa in every bite. If you want to know more, please place your order or email at onepieceworks@gmail.com. With that being said, have a great night.